Cemetery Tales is sponsored by Friendly Cup. Friendly Cup is an eco-friendly wheat straw plastic that does not give off that nasty plastic scent or taste. It is 100% biodegradable. Not only is this healthy for our environment, but it also keeps the temperature hotter or colder for a longer period of time compared to regular plastic. Friendly Cup allows you to drink your favorite coffee or tea in an eco-friendly cup while making the world a better place. To receive a discount on your purchase at friendlycup.org, use my discount code JUBILANTJT. You receive 25% off of your purchase.
Hello and welcome to Cemetery Tales Podcast. This is November 13th, 2020, Friday the 13th. And we had a lot of energy go off, these last couple days with, the November 11th, 11-11. Was obviously a big day if you into energy, synchronicity, if you into those things, it was a big deal. Today is Friday the 13th, and I know, if you didn't know, to the viewers, about being a Knights Templar, according to stories, to legend, that one of the main reasons why this day is quote-unquote unlucky. Friday is supposed to be a unlucky day, and 13 is supposed to be a unlucky number. And for the Templar, it's supposed to be back during the medieval times, maybe possibly before that, they Grand Master for the Knights Templar was burned on a stake. And on that day, he put curses on all those people that burned them. And all those people that they put curses on, they end up dying. So it's just an urban legend about Knights Templars and how they put curses on you in those situations during that time. So that's a contributor to why Friday the 13th is Friday the 13th, at least from my knowledge. I mean, you guys can Google it. I think the History Channel did a debunking just that Dan Brown has a book called The Da Vinci Code. I'm pretty sure you guys probably heard of the book, or you probably seen the movie, Tom Hanks, quality stuff. Interesting thing about the bloodline. Very interesting just concepts. He talked about it. National Treasure with Nicolas Cage kind of alluded to the Templar's treasure. If you know anything about them guarding, the contents of the Ark of the Covenant, which, people got different things of what could be in there. I mean, some people said the Spear of Destiny, Excalibur, the Sword of King Arthur, Aaron's Rod, obviously a Pot of Manna, the regular, that's already in the Ark of the Covenant based off of, tradition, stories, history. So, Friday the 13th, man, it's an interesting day. Right here in Texas right now, it's 11:25 p.m. The day is about to conclude, and I want to just put this out there, like, hey, we're not having a full episode today, but we have a little short about what we're working on. We updated the profile picture for both the podcast as well as the YouTube channel. The YouTube channel is up and officially running now. We have four videos on there right now. three videos. You actually can hear the recordings that I talked about in a couple previous episodes about me trying to rid this this spirit or shadow person. Again, you can read more about shadow people on the YouTube. I actually got a little write-up on there about it. You can check it out. And yeah, you can actually hear me in the recording saying things and trying to remove this shadow person. It's a guy that's there, that's been going around and following. I don't know the reason why, but it's there. You know, he's there. He left, and you know, I don't know if he's been back. You know, but different things has happened in the process. I mean, we had you know, cold air in one particular spot. We had you know, all electricity go out. You know, things blow out. You know, things that shouldn't happen, rare occurrences, and you know, all kind of things that shouldn't happen, but just happen. You know, so I think it's interesting you guys check it out. I also did my first cemetery walkthrough out here while in Houston, and I uploaded that on a YouTube channel, you know, Cemetery Tales TV. And you know, we're gonna do a couple different things. I'm in the process of finishing a short story. This will be the first one that will be on the YouTube channel tomorrow, or depending on when you listen to this, November 14th. So if you're current with it, then you'll be right on the money. If not, hey, you'll catch it when you catch it. It's interesting, you know, it's new. We're doing some different things with the channel. We'll create a lot of different content these next couple of days. I mean, I started 3 days ago. We have four videos. I will have that fifth tomorrow. We also gonna do some movie reviews, you know, talk more about the things that you see inside a cemetery. I think it'd be cool. I had someone message me about doing a walkthrough of the cemetery I used to work at. Now, I am in Texas, and I used to live in Ohio, and I would have to go back to Ohio to do it, but I can do it as best I can by just speaking about it, you know. So on the next episode of this Cemetery Tales podcast, I will do the walkthrough of the cemetery I used to work at. You know, it's been 4 years now since I've been there, and all that's kind of amazing when you think about it. You know, I've been out here in Texas now for 4 years. Just a little background of myself, so you know. So yeah, we're trying to do big things and make sure we give you guys good content, quality information, things that's very necessary to get you on your day. Man, I really appreciate you listening to this. So you know, we talked a little bit about the guy, you know, the shadow person. And you know, I was trying to put it together. I was trying to figure out, like, why? What, who are you following? Why are you doing this? What is your intentions? You know, these are actually the same things that I said in the YouTube video. So it's just like, okay, let's try to figure out what's really going on. Now, I didn't had in my past, I didn't work in the cemetery where I didn't seen a shadow person almost so clear. It was the headed guy, man. It was crazy. So in the cemetery, you could see at the end of my truck, like a silhouette. Normally you see these things at the corner of your eye, but if they want to be seen, like for real, and they always look down. I don't know why. It's just something that they do, you know. You know, we eventually gonna start doing the ghost adventure. It's gonna change everything. We're gonna have a good time, y'all. I know you listen. I appreciate you. We gonna have some fun on the YouTube channel. We're doing that because I'm gonna try to get some people to come with me to do some great things. You know, since we are in Texas, we're gonna try to go to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre House. You know, we could try to check that out, which would be a good thing. You know, we try to hit up some asylums, some abandoned hospitals. You know, we we do it the right way, though. We're not just going there blind. We're not just going there and just freestyle and not protect ourselves, which is something that I think would be a great topic to talk about. Also on the next episode is protection, man. You know, things to protect yourself when you work in the cemetery, energy-wise. I mean, it's draining if you don't protect or know even know how to protect yourself in those situations working in cemetery. So I think it's very important that I discuss that on the next episode. It's just necessary on so many levels, man. So many levels, you know. But going back, so I seen this guy at the back of my truck. It's just like, oh, okay, buddy, I see you, you know. And as I kept getting closer and closer, all of a sudden, he vanished. I was like, oh, okay. But when I looked in the same spot and walked backwards, as I kept walking backwards, he reappeared. I was like, oh, okay. So we end up doing an Intergen service. Now, I think I talked about Intergen burials before. But we did an Intergen service where we had buried a person. And a couple of the people I worked with was like, man, what's this light around you? It's like, you're really glowing. You're really bright. So, I mean, obviously, I didn't know. I'm just regular, just out there, you know, assisting. You know, we lowered a casket in the ground with the lowering device and everything. So we lowered the device, and I did notice, like the sun was hitting me a little different, but that's nothing. It's the sun, right? You know, but coming off of me was like smoke. I was like, oh, man, I'm a vampire? I was like, man, I went ahead and got bitten, didn't know it, man. I said, these mosquitoes out here, you know, because that's the real vampires, not them bats. But anyway, I was like, why am I smoking? So come to find out, the same person that I kept seeing at the back of my truck was right there with me. Like, hey, buddy, you know, this may be too much for some people, because some people don't believe in ghosts that's listening to this, but that's what really happened. So after all of that, you know, it was all smooth and everything. So, you know, I didn't see, I don't know if you guys ever seen this. I talk about this too. This is good stuff, man. All right. So, a friend of mine, her grandfather passed away, and he had passed away, went to the funeral service and everything, and went back to her grandparents' home. So in the home, we end up, you know, doing like a repast, you know, and food and everything. So I end up sitting in a chair on the kitchen table, the chair where he normally would sit. I didn't really notice that or know at all. But when I'm sitting there, I was like, man, I feel funny. What is going on? So as I kept sitting there, it's like my body's warm, and I'm like, all I'm seeing is like rainbow colors. Like I was looking through a kaleidoscope, and it's like, oh, he's sitting here right now. And I just happen to be sitting where he's sitting at. And he's just observing. Well, I didn't know, you know. I'm not saying that I can see these things, but I can feel them just because of the energy work. I mean, I do Reiki, so I got a little idea of the energy, right? So I'm like, okay. So I end up moving, and it's just like, when I move, it's just like, you can almost just feel like the, you know, like that little, I was like, oh, man, look at that. I see you, buddy. Okay. So that was an interesting thing, you know, let you know that it's real. And of course, you know, I tell anybody the same story. When my grandfather passed in 2001, right when we left the hospital, we get back to the home. And it wasn't just, you know, myself that noticed it. My little brother, my grandmother, and my mom, we all witnessed pretty much the same exact thing of the microwave coming on by itself, unplugging it still on. Computer come on by itself, you know, you unplug the surge protector, it's still on. You know, cup that has some water in it and ice, it rolled. I'm like, oh, maybe the ice melting. It's like, well, those other things just can't explain them, right? So the cup just moved from one side of the table to the other side of the table. And also the chair that my grandfather was sitting in, or he used to always sit in, you know, that moved, like it turned, you know, it was a spinning, like a swivel type chair. And this is interesting, like, it's, when you look back, man, life, you know, a lot of things you don't think of when it comes to habits or patterns. We all have those habits, patterns, routines. You know, we are creatures of habit. That is what we are, what we do. It's just amazing that, you know, when you see those things, it's like, oh, it's really like that. You know, so even when you move on, this is my point right here. So even when you move on and your soul leaves your body, so you are a living spirit. You know, that's a topic for another day. But you're a living spirit. You go through those routines and patterns afterwards as if you're still here until you completely just don't remember. It's all about awareness. That's just my opinion. I don't know, obviously. We're on this podcast and I'm alive and you're alive listening to me right now. But it just, this is my theory on how that works. So when you pass, your soul is when it's connected to your body. When your soul leaves the body, it becomes a spirit. It's a living spirit until you lose your awareness and now you're just a spirit. You know, I don't know if it's such thing as a purgatory or any of those things. I just don't know. I mean, I didn't read things. I can comment on things. I'm not saying I'm about to be the authority on these things. I'm just telling you what I didn't read. I'm not 100% sure about middle ground. I think it's a spot where it's a waiting period, but not like a true purgatory, if you know what I mean. So, I don't know, man. But I figured I wanted to change up a little bit. I probably say that like every other episode on this podcast, but I just really want to make sure I give you guys the Friday the 13th edition. Plus, let you know some of the things that we're doing to, you know, build and create more of the brand. Spread it across different socials. I mean, we are on Instagram. It's Cemetery Tales Podcast. And on Facebook, it's Cemetery Tales Podcast. YouTube, we are Cemetery Tales. And we are right now on 10 different platforms to where you can listen. You know, we're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you know, Google. We're on a lot of different platforms right now. In total 10, Stitcher Radio, different things. My goal is to get the podcast on Tidal, you know. So eventually I'm going to do that. Also, hey, I need to set up a Patreon. So once I get that up and running, I'll let you guys know about that. Contribute. We'll give you A1 content that'll be before anyone else. You know, a discussion forum. We are in the process of building our website to do some things with that. It's an idea I have that'll be real real cool. And then, of course, we are in the process of the website, create our blog, which will be very necessary. You know, we need a forum, man. We need a place to where we can talk. We can chat. You know, I thought about Twitter. I don't know. Maybe you guys can let me know. You can always message me on any of the social media platforms that was mentioned before, as well as email. I think I gave my personal email. Well, just use the cemeterytales@gmail.com. cemeterytalespodcast@gmail.com. That's a good way to reach out, you know. We are trying to collab. It is a show that I need to collab with, and we talked about it in the past, and I want to see that invitation is still open to, you know, build up both our platforms. You know, the goal really for me is just keep giving good content, man, and keep sharing my experiences and my stories. And, you know, I like this thing that's going on. I like the genre. You know, the spiritual side, I think I should talk a little bit more about that. And we will as we keep, you know, going through these episodes. There's tons of things to talk about, man. You know, at some point, we could talk a little bit more about New Age things. I do read, you know, Louise Hay books, Dr. Wayne, Dyer books, you know, rest in peace. You know, I'm a Deepak Chopra fan. You know, we may talk about meditation, things like that, but not too deep because, I mean, we are Cemetery Tales podcast, right? So we're going to stay in that genre of fear and horror and scary. And then, of course, you know, headstones and tombstones, which is the same thing. We could talk about slant markers and upright stones and, you know, the type of different graves and lawn crypts and columbariums and mausoleums. We'll talk about all these things, man, because these things is important. For when you, what you see in a cemetery, a lot of times people are afraid to go in them. You know, they just really big parks. They're really essentially parks. You know, they're it's fantastic, man. You know, now I haven't been to a true necropolis. No, I haven't. I know they have them. When I was in California last year, I should have went, man. I missed out on the opportunity to check it out. So I'm going to make sure that going into 2021, once we get past this this part of the pandemic, then we'll be okay. As you know, it's a million. Then hit out in Texas, and I think it's three states total now to hit that million number. You know, we're not going to talk about that pandemic thing, you know, but I mean, we may talk about other things like, you know, the Black Death and what's going on with some things in the past, in Europe, which some of the things that they're doing right back today, you know, we talk about some of those things too. That'd be necessary. I have a friend. Oh, no, nope, take that back. I can't even say friend. This is my cousin. She's in Japan. And, you know, she can talk about some of the things on the spiritual side, too, because it's serious, man. It's really serious. Especially now, you guys just not feeling it, man. But you are feeling it because, you know, you listen to the podcast. And I appreciate you for checking me out today. This concludes the episode. You stayed in there. You know, make sure that you comment and subscribe and share this with other people who enjoy cemeteries, who enjoys the horror, scary genre. And, you know, we're going to talk more about, you know, horror figures. I think it's good to do. You know, we talk about old school Vincent Price or Alfred Hitchcock to more recent. You know, we can always talk about Robert Englund, you know, things that they did, Kane Hodder, you know, things that Rob Zombie, you know, things that these guys, you know, Wes Craven, of course, rest in peace, that these guys are doing now. So we talk about that. And, you know, one thing, too, that just came up with me yesterday is, how do you talk to people when, you know, a loved one is going through a hospice or going through a random illness, or they get into a coma or something? How do you talk to someone about that? And that's something that we'll talk about also in the next episode. You know, a lot of things you just need to talk about, because a lot of people just know how to talk to other people, or they don't want to seem like out of pocket or funny. So that's the things that we'll talk about. But thank you for listening again, and this is the Cemetery Tales podcast, and you have a new episode next Friday. All right, peace.